Well, we hear more and more about what happened at Oxford, and more of it is disturbing. Let's get the very, very latest with this fast-moving events that took place unfolding over the weekend in connection to the shooting at Oxford High School last week. WJR's senior news analyst Marie Osborne has the very latest. Good morning, Marie.
It's in Detroit in the early hours of Saturday. Police say they were hiding there, and law enforcement was led to there to them thanks to a citizen tip. A person connected to the warehouse is being questioned by police. He says he didn't know the Crumleys were wanted. Attorneys for the Crumleys say they had planned to turn themselves in, but were receiving threats, death threats, in fact, and feared for their lives. The Crumley parents were arraigned on Saturday. Now, all three Crumleys are at the Oakland County Jail separated, both parents being held on $500,000 bond. This morning, some schools are closed again due to the ongoing threat investigations. As an example, in Royal Oak, safety protocols are being reviewed today. The school is closed. School will reopen tomorrow. Charges have been issued for seven juveniles in connection to school threats in Wayne County following the deadly shooting. At a Friday candlelight vigil in Oxford, thousands of people showed up to show support for the school and the community. Panic broke out, though, when someone fainted in the crowd and people began to scramble, but the incident was quickly diffused. One last note, Paul. On a positive note, a 14-year-old student shot in the neck and the chest was released from the hospital over the weekend. The memorial continues to grow for the students who lost their lives, and one 17-year-old student remains at the hospital in stable condition this morning.
It was just a nice touch to see the Lions with the yellow O on their helmets for Oxford. It was great to see the University of Michigan with those 42 patches that had the number 42, TM42, and four blue hearts representing the kids, Madison, Hannah, Justin, and Tate. But the TM, Tate Meyer 42, that was his number. And the team went out of the way to do a special tribute to all the kids, but it was with his initials. And as it turns out, Michigan scored 42 points to beat Iowa. And that was kind of an interesting, significant little factoid that came away from those two games, one being incredible that the Lions won and they had their tribute for Oxford. And, of course, it was great for Michigan to win and become the Big Ten champions. The part I don't understand, and I'll ask Todd Flood, who's coming up next at 6:49, 10 minutes from now. I'm a little confused. You had that point that we've been hearing about, that the Attorney General Nessel is, quote, willing to conduct a review of the Oxford shooting. It sounded as if she was waiting to be asked by the superintendent of Oxford schools, who said he wanted a third-party independent investigation. I don't quite understand that, Marie.
I'm with you on that, Paul, as well. We're just reporting the facts that she stepped forward here and said that her office is available. She did make the point that their office is set up to do this. I mean, they conduct investigations, right, all the time.
Yeah, I thought they did it without being invited. I thought they saw something. Not
and
this
said,
case.
Here we are. Yep.
Yeah, and say, okay, I'm the Attorney General. I'm investigating this on behalf of the people of Michigan. So I didn't get the idea that she was saying, you know, raising her hand. Here we are. We're here. If you want to choose us, I didn't think it worked that way.
That'll be an interesting point to discuss with Todd Flood, because I had the same question you did on this.
Good.
We're
all
just,
right. So,
you know,
I'm
like
not
we,
alone.
Like we said, yeah, you know, she just she's offering the services of her office.
Now we're going to see, of course, we already do on the front page of this morning's Detroit News, records and posts offer clues on Crumbly's lives. These are the parents. The accused Oxford shooter's parents had custody issues and minor crimes. So this is sad. This is unfortunate. It very well may be figured out that this kid didn't have a chance based on the family he was raised in. Who knows? Don't know anything yet, but there's no excuse. for any of them for anything that they did. For what the son did, obviously, that's easy, and I don't care what his past was. It'll be interesting because there's nothing we can do to avoid it. There have been reporters who have been assigned to do that. Give us his past, so they'll do that. But then the parents saying they were going to turn themselves in, but then hiding. If they were worried about death threats, best place to be would be with the police, I would think. But I'm sure they've thought all this out, and and this will all be worked out. But it'll be one of the sidebar stories. The other sidebar story you touched on is we had at least a few hours ago, at least 15 schools closed because of the ongoing idiocy of some kids who think it's funny or think, wow, we get a day off of school again or whatever. But making those threats, very dangerous business. You will get caught. You will get arrested. You will get charged. And you will have a record the rest of your life.
Yep.
Even if you're a student or underage, it's going to show up on social media and elsewhere.
In Wayne County, the students who are accused of making threats to school are between the ages of 13 and 15. It's very young, and that is a record that will follow you.
Yeah, it's just, I'm afraid being 13 to 15 isn't what it used to be.
I
mean, it was a 15-year-old who brandied the gun.
Yeah.
It's the 13 to 15-year-olds that are making the other threats, even after they've heard so many times that this is serious. It's not a joke. There's nothing funny about it. You're going to get in huge trouble. I don't know what else to say.